Revelation Theory tonight. Open the show for Nonpoint. What's up? Did you make it through?
Yeah, dude, we made it, man. What's going on?
Awesome. Welcome back to Spokane, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Who are we speaking to here, anyway?
This is Julian, man.
Julian from Revelation Theory. Right on. Thanks again. Last time you guys were in town, you gave us the most awesome in-studio performance, and we've been playing it for a couple months now, ever since. So the memory remains.
That's awesome, man. Thanks. That was a good experience, for sure.
What have you guys been up to since then?
Yeah, we were with Hinder.
Hinder, that's right. Hinder.
Yeah. We played that show. We did another two months after that. We met you guys, and that basically almost ended our lives.
So, oh, no. Yeah,
no, just Hinder, man. Those guys are insane. It was crazy.
You told us about some of the backstage antics, and the other ones, of course, we couldn't discuss. But those are a great bunch of guys there. This time out, you're with Nonpoint, and how are they? Pretty cool?
Yeah, they're cool guys, man. Definitely cool, yeah.
We've had tickets with your name on them all week with Beavis. He's been giving them away left and right, man.
Yeah, that song's dope, man. No, they kill it every night, man. They've been around, so they definitely toned it down for us as far as, you know, putting things into perspective and so forth. So.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Oh, as far as partying wise, man. It's about the music, you know, first and foremost.
Oh, I see. So Hinder was all about the party, and these guys are serious about the rock.
Exactly. We didn't know how to have a good time, but we definitely toned it down, you know what I mean?
I never would have guessed that, talking to you last time out anyway.
But, you know, we still get requests for to play the acoustic versions of Slow Burn that you did here. Yeah, people still call one here, those.
We were just talking about that, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's awesome, man. No, that's great. Yeah, we got the cops that. It sounds unbelievable.
Right on.
Those turned out a little bit.
Let's play it. Rock 94.5. Tonight, opening for Nonpoint, Revelation Theory, and Slow Burn. The exclusive Rock 94.5 in-studio performance version of Spokane's Best Rock.
After all, we are the same as we always were. We covered in carrying on, like everything's copacetic and courage we felt at all. Sometimes I feel like I can't wake up. I'm trying to breathe. I wanna let go and feel again. I break up. I'm trying to see if I can let go. We pulled it off. I'm clean and I'm cursed. It's one and all. Forget the chemicals while faking the sense of self and heart. Well, sometimes I feel like I can't wake up. I'm trying to breathe. I wanna let go and feel again. I break up. I'm trying to see if I can let go and feel again. Wake up. Sometimes I feel like I can't wake up. I'm trying to breathe. I wanna let go and feel again. I break up. I'm trying to see if I can let go.
There you go, Revelation Theory's in-studio exclusive Rock 94.5 performance. And you can catch that online at rock945.com, too. The band listens in from time to time. Now I'll have to get you to come back, do another track for us at a future point.
We do, man, we do. We're just ready to release Selfish and Cold, which is going to be the second single, so we'd love to do that for you guys.
What track number is that?
It's number 5 on the record.
All right, let me look into that for a second here.
Yeah, definitely, it's ready.
You already have your sights set on the next CD, or are you just enjoying the glide off of this one?
Right now, man, we're just trying to still climb with this one, you know? Yeah. We're trying to make some noise with it and kind of get to where we need to get to sort of position ourselves in a good place on the second one, you know?
Right on.
Maybe next spring type thing for another record.
Oh, man, just enjoy the ride. You got a nice summer coming up, so, you know, kick on back, cruise for a while.
Definitely, man. We're looking forward to it. This summer's going to be great, man. We're excited. We're actually going to be hooking up with Buck Cherry, too, in the next.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they don't party at all. Don't worry about them.
We keep getting ourselves in with these crazy party bands, you know? It's been fun, man.
All I can say is my Lanta on the tour bus.
Pedialyte. Lots of Pedialyte.
Yeah. Isn't that what Zach Wild drinks?
That's what Damage Plan had. They had Damage a whole trailer Plan. Behind their bus full of Pedialyte that they would tour around
Zach
with.
Zach Wild,
them.
Too. I remember the Pedialyte in the cooler. I do.
Yeah, they swear by it.
It's Pedialyte. Yeah. There was one more thing, though. It was Pedialyte and something else.
Crown Royal?
Oh, the Chaser. Crown Royal. Chaser, that's right.
Chaser. Yeah, we got to have that stuff called Chaser for the after the morning after type
right,
thing.
Right.
Pedialyte on the rider, you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's going to work with Buck Cherry, but...
The things you learn as a rock star, huh?
Too much
great,
fun,
man.
Guys. Wait for the cooking book with Revelation Theory. Have a great time tonight. Playing with 9 Point. Doors open at 6:30. Showtime 7:30.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to be taking stage soon after that.
Yeah, exactly. Probably 8 o'clock.
Yeah, awesome. Great to hear from you, Julian.
Definitely good talking to you again, man.
Anytime, bro. That's why we're here.
All right, man. We'll talk to you.
Yep, see you later, dude. Dropping the new rock
first. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
Your voice is killing me.